This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquitie. One recent afternoon, on a day of soft, dry breezes, I was outside at our little homestead. I was doing some chores, not even sure what they were. One leads to another. I just try to finish one before moving on. But I was standing on our drive, pondering my next move, when I heard a call overhead, a very familiar call, but just one high trill, louder than the cicadas buzzing from the nearby ojolote. Just one familiar call. I studied the sky and waited. Nope. One call was all I got, but it was a sandhill crane. A few days later, a friend that lives south of us and very near a local wetland said he saw some cranes. Just a few, but cranes. Oh yeah, here come the sandhill cranes to winter over in the Sulphur Springs Valley. Hey, I've been watching turkey vultures and thinking it may be time for them to leave, you know, head west, head south, any place with warmer road kills, because overnight temperatures are dropping, and it must be time for turkey vultures to soar away. One day I had to drive down to Douglas, Arizona, right there on the border, and saw a few hawks sitting out in the field, 3-4 hawks just sitting out in the field. Oh, and there's one on a fence post. Swainson's passing through, so I've been keeping my eyes on the skies for swirling kettles of Swainson's moving south. Not too far south, right? Just to Argentina. Oh, my goodness. On drives across the grassland and desert scrub, both Ms. Mosquitie and I have been studying soaring birds, especially low-soaring birds. Northern harriers are arriving, at least the females are. Males soon to follow. And at our home, near the ojolote, I'm waiting for the white-crowned sparrows to arrive, en masse, I hope. It's the beginning of fall, and change is afoot. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, and don't flowering plants and our personal habitats just love this season? Don't your salvias look good? Yes, they do. And well, I mean, so many of the plants just love these cooler days and nights. You know, as a grower, this is a funny season, like in a nursery, you have to be careful, because you think, oh, it's so cool, we don't have to water so much. Well, the plants will dry out, or if you water a lot, the plants get excited and push new growth, and then there's a freeze, and lush plants become brown stems and twigs. Hard to sell. Anyway, listen, it's been an amazing end of summer, beginning of fall time for butterflies, hasn't it? Oh, my goodness. It's the talk of the borderlands. You know, if I'm driving down a dirt road or any road, and butterflies erupt from grasses or shrubs, time to stop and chase painted ladies, or variegated fritillaries, or queens, or snouts, or sulfurs, or swallowtails. Oh my gosh, Ms. Mosquitie and I were wandering a stand of blooming thread-leaf groundsel out in a grassland, many queen butterflies sipping nectar at the Senecio Bar. Oh, I know what I was going to tell you. I went to a favorite spot below the Dragoon Mountains, a low plain on the side of those mountains, botanically just a blast to go there. And I went there to collect seed of winter fat. This is an area of Chihuahuan desert scrub, you know. And I noticed when I was out there gathering that seed, I noticed much fluttering of butterflies in the salt bushes and the tall grasses. There was a huge stand of Greg's mist flower, and it was mixed in with a saltbush and the grasses and the solanums and the ephedras and little leaf sumac and mesquite. And some of the mist flowers were leaning up against the stems of the plant, so it was 2 feet tall, and it was all blooming, hundreds if not thousands of blue mist flowers and butterflies galore. Conoclinum dissectum, the former Eupatorium gregii, Greg's mist flower in habitat. So I chased and photographed butterflies and flowers. I talked to the butterflies. Hold still. Open the wings. What a blast. And what's very cool about this sprawly native in the Aster family is that it's in the nursery trade in Arizona and New Mexico. Greg's mist flower. Three G's in Greg's. It's a relic of its former specific epithet, gregii. Anyway, I love that common name. So I picked a bouquet. I did. I picked a bouquet of those beautiful blue flowers. I couldn't get the butterflies to get in the truck, but that's okay. That bouquet on our table at home just reminded me, oh man, the desert is beautiful. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mesquite, and this has been Growing Native.